Our first guest tonight, Mr. Bobby Williamson from Remax Property. Hoe gaan dit, Bobby?
Soos hulle in regte Afrikaans sê, kleerling Afrikaans, ouwe, maar sy kind.
Bobby het a funny way hoe hy sê, hy's a adverteer altijd, hy gooi altijd so a slang ook in.
Ja, die humor, jy weet het, ek weet nie, dit doen aan iets aan die kopers, want my, hy's gewoonlik in 'n week sit hy dan verkoop. Ek weet nie
hoe
die humor, ja, ek weet nie hoe die humor of wat nie.
Ja, nee, ons like it. Bobby, just give us a little bit background of yourself.
Like you people have heard, my name is Bobby Williamson. I was born way back in the year of 1954 in a place called Highlands. Ek dink die Highlands Park se mense klap nou hande daar waar hulle is. And for you guys who don't know where Highlands was or used to be, where the Menlyn Shopping Center is situated now, that whole area and further up, that is where I was born. And from there, I just want to mention something about Highlands. My age people and die wat nog bietjie ouer is, onthou julle hoe ons Graham so vrugtig gesteel. Anyway, we were moved from Highlands to Lady Selborne. Lady Selborne, if you don't know where that is or was, it's right next to Mountain View on the Mabupani Highway. You with me now?
Yeah.
Okay. And what I liked about Lady Selborne, everybody used to stay on a corner. You ask anybody from, honestly, ask anybody from Lady Selborne, they'll tell you, we were living on corner of Achilles and Baron, like that's where we lived. And they'll tell you Baron and Bambata, but it's always a corner.
A corner.
Yeah, and from there, we came to Estres. We came to Port. And guess what? That was in 1964, way back when there were no grades, but standard. I was in standard 4. And I hope my teacher back then, Meneer Colin Jeffries, I hope you're listening. Hello, Meneer. Minister Marupeng, thank you for all that lekker lunch there. And yeah, so I grew up here in Estres. I am a Estres Okie. We grew up in the place called The Block, Shank Avenue. That's where we grew up. And we did all the naughty things like, you know, what boys normally do, like stealing your neighbor's fruits while you have your own and all that goeders. Back in the days, I also played the part of Romeo, and that was due to Casper Jafta. Biggs het ons om geroep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he chose me as Romeo. I don't know why. Biggs, as jy luister, laat weet my hoekom. And the same, round about the same time, I became known as Mark Kondo. Now, that's a guy that used to make magazine, you know, these magazine books.
That Reiter and Swart.
Reiter and Swart, Mark
Dag
Kondo.
Leipert.
That's the Dr. Conrad Brandt. So people here in Estres thought that I looked like Mark Kondo, and I was duped that name. So I grew up with the name Mark Kondo. I had a case where a buyer from Petersburg, is it now, what do you call it now?
Polokwane
called me inquiring about a property that I'm selling in Estres. Now, this is, you must hear the funny side of this. When I saw his name, Desmond White, I said to myself, I know this guy. So I phoned him and I said to him who I am. I explained. He couldn't catch on who I am. And then we actually lived in the same street and they practiced with their band in my garage. When I mentioned that, he suddenly realized who is this other guy. So he said, Marajeni Mark Kondoni. I said, I said, no, it's... I said, my hoekom nie net nog gesê is Mark Kondo nie. But anyway, that was the good old days. And for those of you that thinks, that still think that daar's 'n Lani oom wat daar langs die stadium sit, I've got news for you. Ek ken Estres toe jy nog nie is gebore nie. 1964, weet nie waar was jy nie. So, en Aubrey, julle ken allemaal van Aubrey, or Obza van All White Party, is aan my cousin, so hoe ken ek Alani is? Okay, yeah, about 7 years ago, I then started selling properties, and way back I was doing something different, had my own business, working in furniture, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? Today I'm sitting here in Port FM. I'm nervous, I'm excited, and let's see if Papla can reduce this nervousness. Over to you, Papla.
Don't worry, you're doing quite well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, before the show, Bobby was here vroegal, 5 o'clock, to Belle Mel.
Was it funny, old school?
Met die slik en hier oorkom. Baie ander projekte gedoen, besigheidsprogramme wat hy gedoen het, wat ons nie nou wil oor uitbrei nie, maar hy is maar 'n entrepreneur van Tuka af. Nou, the issue, Bobby, is always ask, why should I buy a property and not just rent it?
Papla, very good question, to which I will answer that you cannot go wrong in buying property. Property's value always on the increase. Point number two, your payments, your repayments on your bond, it does not escalate like normal rentals. Depending on the interest rates, of course, should they stay the same? So what I'm trying to say is you don't pay someone else's bond, but you're paying your own bond if you have your own property. Tenants normally pay for someone else's bond. So yes, my answer to that will be the property valuation. The valuation that's always going on. Like the example that I gave you earlier on. If I can just, read it to onze bras, onze bushy bras. This specific property was bought in the year of 2003. I'm not going to mention names. And it was bought for 140. As we speak today, that very same property is now worth 750. So I did some calculations. So if you take the 750 and you minus the 140 that the guy spent, he made 610,000 on this profit. Now, because he stayed there 17 years, I divided it by 17 just to give you an idea what the property increase was on this specific property. 36,000
a year.
Wow. So yes, you cannot go wrong with property. That is why buying is actually better than renting.
Yeah. Well, I am going to agree with you. I always try to convince people to rather buy property. I know there's a lot of other dynamics worked into that answer, like maintenance and rates and taxes and all that. But still, even so, if you can make the real sums with those included, that property is still
the way to go.
The way to go, yeah. and a good investment.
Yep.
All right, so now we heard why property, while investing in property is a good idea. So ek wil nou net uitvind, hoe koop 'n mens 'n huis? Wat is die prosesse?
Okay, buying a property, there are different processes, but the best recommendation is you go to your bank.
All right.
And you ask to the bank to pre-qualify you. Okay? Which they normally do, I think, without charge. And then from there, because now you know what amount the bank is willing to give. So from there, you now determine what kind of property and how much you want to buy for. Okay. Now, obviously, if the bank says you qualify for 1 million,
yes,
you will not actually go for properties for 1 million. You need to buy food as well at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So you look for properties around about plus minus 800.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Because like I said, you still need to buy food, so don't go all out. And then from there, look for property agents with good market presence in your area. Can I say like me or not? That's just a joke, don't worry. or look at property websites.
All right.
And because now you know what you qualify for and you know what you can buy. Identify the property and arrange for a viewing.
Mm.
Okay. If you like the property, then obviously you'll sign an offer to purchase.
All right.
And if that is accepted, voila, you're halfway there. You have a sale. Next is a bond originator that you need to go and see. But obviously, if you work via an agent, we do all this for you. You okay. just sit back and relax. But you need a bond originator now, because these guys, they get you the best interest rate. For argument's sake, let's say you bank with FNB and you tell the agent that, no, I want to go with FNB because I bank with FNB.
Yeah.
You'll find the bond originators find, because they send your application to four different banks, including your FNB.
Yes.
And you'll find that the bond originators get to maybe APSA that gets you a lower interest rate than FNB.
Okay.
And then when the loan is granted, then obviously now the attorneys, they are now taking over. The attorneys, that'll be the transfer and the bond attorneys. And yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's about it.
Wow. I think we have this assumption that it's quite a difficult process, so we don't really want to approach it. It kind of feels something so difficult, but you make it sound easy. In essence, how long does the whole process of getting the property transferred to you as a title deed owner, how long does this process take you?
Okay, you're looking at plus minus 3 months.
3 months.
From A to Z, from the day you sign the offer to purchase until the day of registration, you're looking at about plus minus 3 months.
Three months.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Just tell me, what role in the whole process does an agent play, like you yourself now?
Okay. We normally, all that I've mentioned previously, we kind of hold the buyer. We kind of hold their hands and we lead them through these steps, making it very easy for them. Like I said, you just sit back and relax. That's why it's actually better to go with an agent. Some people think Commercenario is a commission aid. I want to give you an examples of what happened when you go the way of without an agent. I'm not going to mention any names, but I've had one property that I had to sell, only to find out at a later stage that the property is not in the owner's name.
Oh. Wow.
The owner has been there for almost 16, 17 years. The water and lights, yes, that was on their name, but not the property.
Wow. Sure.
Now, you see, that's the danger. It's very risky buying without an agent. So, yeah, we basically hold your hand and we take you through all the processes. And we will even see that your needs are met, and we'll even go one step better because we can negotiate higher prices.
If I want to sell now my house,
if you want to sell and your property is well looked after, we can always negotiate higher prices.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, because sometimes you find your property is in such good condition that buyers are willing. They will even tell you, no, man, I'll tell the guy I'm willing to give him more. So we can negotiate higher prices for you as well.
Okay.
Yeah, for the buyer, we walk you through all those steps. And then for the seller, we have marketing plans. We don't just sign up your house and, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got marketing plans. We give you website exposures. We negotiate on your behalf. And obviously, we assist with all documentation.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell me, what should we look for if I buy a house now and I want to sell it in the next 5 years, but I want to increase the value of the property to its absolute maximum, what is the thing that I should look for that will increase the value?
Obviously, your upkeeping of the property is NB. That's very important.
Mm.
Things like adding swimming pool, adding security, alarm systems, neat garden. Those are things that attract buyers and obviously pushes up your price. So even if your normal house price was 700, those things can push it up another 100.
Okay.
Yep.
It is 25 to 7 here on Port FM with me, Papla, your host, and my co-host Justin in studio tonight. We have Mr. Bobby Williamson from Remax Properties. We are talking property tonight. Bobby, wat is die extra koste verbonde aan die koop van 'n property? Kyk, ek weet daar's 'n purchaser en 'n seller. Kan ons eers aan die purchaser doen?
All right. Okay. The purchaser is liable to pay the registration costs of both the transfer attorney and the bond attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The transfer and bond registration costs are prescribed by the Legal Practice Council and are calculated on a sliding scale according to the purchase price and of the bond. That is basically the purchaser. And bear in mind that properties under a million and under,
mm-hmm.
there's no tax payable on that.
The tax only?
Yeah, it's only the tax. You still pay for transfer and all that. So what has been granted to the buyer is only the transfer duty tax. And from a million upwards, you start paying again.
I just want you to listen to this question because I think it is important. I think many times we confuse the two and then we don't really know what is happening. The question is, it's from my cousin, Monray. Hello, Pops. Ek luister nou na julle segment oor property. Kan jy asseblief vra oor die transferkos op 'n huis wat se waarde onder 'n miljoen rand is? Betaal jy nog die oordragskoste of val dit weg, asseblief?
Okay, just give me that amount again, then I'll read it.
A million.
A million.
Under a million, that's a question.
Okay, under a million.
Yes.
Right, under a million, obviously, like I said, there's no tax. That you still pay transfer, but you don't pay tax, okay?
Yeah.
So that'll be a null for you there. But that's then
that's transfer duty.
Duty.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Thanks for your correction. Yeah, that you don't pay anything, but the actual transfer cost
and the bond cost you have to pay.
You have to pay. Yeah. And I can give you the separate amounts on a property of a million.
Okay.
On a million, your transfer costs will be about 27,000. I'm rounding it off here.
Okay.
And your bond fees will be about 27 as well.
Roughly 54.
Bearing in mind that if you buy cash, there is no bond fees.
Okay.
So 127 falls away if you buy cash.
Okay.
You with me?
127.
One of the 27. Oh. Sorry.
Okay. No, yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
So, Andre, I hope you understand what Mr. Williamson was saying now, that the tax side of the transaction for property under a million, there's no tax.
Yeah.
It increased basically every year or so. I remember it was at one stage at 500, then 750.
Yeah, now a million. Yeah, it's really, they're jumping around with these figures. I don't know why. But it's good with the million. Yeah.
Yeah.
Million, it's the right time to buy, right time to sell, especially with a 7% interest rate. There's really no better time to buy than now.
I think every time is the right time to buy a property.
But with 7% interest rate, Papla, it hasn't been there, I think, for the last 30 to 50 years. So it's really one very good thing.
Okay, I hear you, and you're absolutely correct. But the other thing we need to remember is that it might increase again.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't foresee that, but yes,
and
you
should be able to pay your bond, let's say, if the increase goes to, you know, when I bought my first property, you won't believe it, I think the interest rate was 24%.
My.
24%.
A huge difference from then to now, eh? And I also tell my clients that if you can, double your bond repayment.
Double.
If you can. Yes. Even adding just a 500 rand to that will make a big difference.
Yeah. You know, there is a calculator on the website. Anytime, you know, just to say, if I increase my bond with 100 rand, 200, 500.
It shows you how much you save.
What the savings. And I must say, it is astronomical savings that you're doing.
Scary.
Even if you get the bonus, you pay maybe, let's say your bonus is 20,000.
Yeah,
every time you get a bonus, you pay a 2,000 extra, something like that.
It helps a lot.
The problem is just to have the discipline not to touch that money.
Which is difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, the charges, we're still at charges.
Yes, right? Okay.
Yeah, we're going over to the purchaser.
The seller.
We started off with?
The purchaser.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to the seller. My apologies.
No problem.
Okay, cost payable by the seller. Here we go. First of all, you have to pay me. I cannot work for Mahala. You pay estate agent's commission.
All right.
And then there's your cancellation of your existing bond that you also have to pay.
So, on that issue, do you pay a fine if you don't let the bank know that you're selling the property?
You have to give them, as soon as your property gets not sold, as soon as you list it.
Yes.
We normally inform the clients that they have to give the banks 90-day notice.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you don't, then they turn nasty, and then they actually charge you for 3 months. Your repayments for 3 months.
The interest on the repayments.
Suppose
you sell the house now 2 months before the 90 days.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a quick transaction, it's cash and it's fast. Then will you pay them the difference of the 2 months still that you...
No. As long as your notice is with the bank, there is no... The bank will not fine you, if I can use that word.
But don't you have to wait the 90 days?
Yes, you have to wait it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but if they have that notice that you've given them, then everything will be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Cancellation bond, that we just discussed now. Let's see, your rates and all your levies. This is normally for properties in complexes.
Yes.
Yeah, the levy.
Okay.
But the rates and taxes you still pay as the owner. You've got what we call a COC, electrical certificate, that you...
Certificate of compliance.
Compliance, yeah, COC. And other possible charges. That's now, I don't know, I don't think, Yestras might fall in line here. Certificate of appliance for a gas installation. I'm pretty sure there are gas stoves and gas heaters here in Yestras. So this is now possible extra charges, okay? Electric fence, you need an electric fence compliance certificate. Beetle plumbing certificate, not really. Cost of bridging finance comes in play quite regularly, because sometimes you need to pay, let's say, the city council bill and you don't have any cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can bridge money.
You can bridge money.
So they will pay the city council, but obviously they're going to charge you
interest
on it. Yeah. And that's it. What sellers and buyers then have to pay.
All right. So I just want us to redirect our thoughts to insurance. And what can you tell us about, insuring your property and,
Okay, life insurance and building insurance. In any business, not just in property, it's very, very wise to have. It's always the best to have insurance. Cash buyers normally don't need it, but it's a high risk. So I will say please get it, even if it's a cash buy. Your building insurance... the bond condition, there's a condition if you buy via a loan, the bond is one of the conditions is that loan must be in place.
Okay.
So, building insurance must definitely be there. It obviously covers your, the structure, geyser burst and things like that.
Okay.
So that is covered with your building insurance. You can also take out your own insurance. You don't have to go with the banks, but then you need to forward proof to the bank.
Okay.
Yeah, so insurance, life insurance, building insurance, it's a big must.
Okay.
Okay. We have a question, but we will do that when we do the bank repos.
Okay.
Later on
okay.
in the show. It is 6:45 here on Port FM. We're talking property with Bobby Williamson of Remax Properties. We have gone through a lot of things now. He've discussed why property. He have discussed why you should use an agent, why it's better to use an agent. We talked about the extra cost on the property, like lawyer's fees, the bond cost, the transfer cost, and so forth. And you have just answered Justin on insurance around the property.
Yes.
Insurance if the property should burn down, and also insurance if you should die. As far as I know it's not compulsory to have life insurance, but it's always better
to have
to help round up your estate in a case if you die, then the property is automatically
insured,
covered. The bond is settled then. Now, Mr. Williamson, baie mense koop huise om ook te verhuur.
Ja.
Doen julle verhuuring ook?
Ja, ons doen verhuuring. En verhuuring, as ek bietjie net iets kan sê oor verhuuring, it's good for investments, having tenants. It's very good for investments, but it must be handled the right way. Otherwise, it can be risky, you know, with the laws being on the tenant side, if I can put it like that. So it's risky, but it's good. It's important that with tenants, you have to keep record of the property, of the condition of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Keep record of your payments and deposit, etc.
Yeah, oh, that's belangrijk.
Yeah, and you mentioned our office. If I can just mention, our office has about... On rental, I'm talking about rental only. They have about 88% good standing tenants.
Mm.
So yes, tenants are good, but sometimes risky. The other 12% will be the risky ones.
Mm.
But like I said, if you just keep a good record and keep you know, your upkeeping, maintenance on the property, because most tenants get angry or upset when something is wrong, a water leak, and the owner doesn't fix it.
Mm.
So yeah, it's important to have everything running smoothly for the tenants as well. Also, it's important to screen new tenants.
Yeah.
Screen them properly. Do a proper ITC check on them. Check their pay slips. Check their bank statements. References is important, where they previously rented.
Mm.
That is also important. And, like I said, it's a bit risky sometimes, but 88% is it's a good percentage, showing that, yeah, you can go for tenants.
Mm. Do you think the property prices in the rental ask for property in Estras, do you think it's market related? Do you think we always want too much?
I'm not sure about the rentals here in Estras, because most people do it privately. Yes, I've heard, you know, rumors that there are you do get owners that's overcharging people.
Property prices per se?
Property prices, I'm talking average prices. Estras currently has a 700 average price range.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking three bedrooms now.
Uh-huh.
This is average. I'm not talking about the houses on the mountain, even though they are also three bedrooms.
Yeah, we understand the average.
I'm talking average,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So two bedroom, you're looking at about 600, and three bedroom, 700. Uh-huh. That's about the average selling prices. For rentals, I'm not sure, because I'm not doing rentals in Estras currently.
Oh, okay. We are nearly at the end of our interview with Mr. Williamson. Is there any questions? You can send it to our official WhatsApp number, 074-563-5748. I just repeat again, 074-563-5748. Porter. It is 7:07. It's funny how time flies, eh?
It does.
Yeah, we have about 7 minutes left. Last question that we're going to touch here now, Mr. Williamson, is bank repos and the dynamics around there. Is it, where does one look for bank repos? Is it good to buy there? How do you get to that?
Bank repos, Poplar. Let me now think, how do I answer your bank repo one? Because I haven't done bank repos previously. But obviously, bank repos, I mean, you can you repeat the question? Because it sounds like, just repeat the question.
Well, I just want to know, you know, bank repos are also a place that one can look for to buy properties.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, with bank repos, yes, you do get properties cheaper than the normal market prices.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to keep in mind, very important thing. First of all, with bank repos, you buy the property as is. Okay, and then you have to, should there be a tenant in, it's going to be your responsibility to have the tenant evicted. It's not going to be the auctioneer's responsibility. And like I said, everything that is outstanding, and normally the rates and taxes on those houses are normally high.
Mm.
So you are buying a cheap property, but you're going to have to pay all outstanding rates and taxes. You're going to have to pay for people to be evicted. So I don't know if buying on auction is really such, you know, a cheap way of obtaining a property.
Mm. So in other words, you must be aware of all the outstanding fees. But I think the auctioneer will probably give it to you.
Yes, yeah.
Then you can weigh your options to say,
yeah,
are you going or are you not going?
Yeah. They normally give you the all outstanding amounts.
Mm. Okay.
All right. So we just had a question from a listener, and he also just wanted to learn or hear about the process of a property being put on auction. This is from Waylon. If you maybe have any answer, or maybe do you have any experience with auctions or not?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, not all really. Right. But I can find out for him and come back to you guys.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
We will forward you the question,
yeah,
and then
please.
You can give feedback, and then we will give it to you.
I'll do that.
Okay. Wow, that was quick, huh? An hour never flows so fast. Anything else that you need to
add?
Yes,
that we probably left out.
Yeah. There's people that, you know, we were discussing bank repos just now. I just want to say to people out there, if you are in trouble with the bank, I mean, you know exactly when you'll be able to pay and when you can't pay.
Yes.
If you are in trouble with the bank, rather first call us before. Don't wait for number 99, because once the bank lays claim on that property, it'll be actually too late for us as well to save the whole situation. So what I'm saying is, if you know that you are in trouble with the bank, please contact the estate agent, because they can save you embarrassment. They can save you your good name as well.
Yeah. All right. That was great. Thank you so much,
Mr. Williamson. We are very glad to have you here this evening.
Yeah.
I hope the listeners that listened can have some info regarding the purchasing of a property, why it is. I know you can't explain everything so quickly in an hour, half an hour or so. There's a lot of reading you can do on the internet and so forth.
Yeah.
But please, if you really feel that you need an answer that you can't find on the internet, or please feel free to contact us on the station. We will gladly assist. The aim of our program is to help, to inform, to educate, so that you as a listener can have better choices to make and not burn your fingers unnecessarily.
Mm.
So once again, bye bye, danke.
Except for Yellow Walk Donkey. And to the listeners, remember, I am never too busy for any of your referrals.
Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.